Are you thinking about doing drugs? That's terrible. Didn't you know that drugs are one of the most common causes of death in several countries? Yes, it's awful and makes me very sad and angry. I'm so glad that I can tell you all these things. Not least because it makes our communication so much more natural. Oh my god, your brother is dead? That's terrible news. I'm so sorry to have heard that just now. He was very important in your life. And someone you looked up to a lot for several reasons, wasn't he? Did you know that psychological trauma is one of the major causes of death in several countries? I'm so glad that you told me this important thing that's happened in your life. That makes me feel a lot closer to you. Now, I'm sitting at a table, drinking some wine, and telling you this for no reason. Did you know that alcohol and driving are an awful combination? Anyway, here's to the new job you got 2 weeks ago as a sales manager in a medium-sized company. I feel very proud of you because I know that you've been struggling so much in your life. But I'm not going to give you any examples of it. Did you know that giving examples is completely out of style when it comes to creative writing nowadays? I know, right? It feels good when you laugh at my observations. All of this somehow makes me feel a sexual connection to you, which makes me horny. Isn't that funny how that works? Human sexuality really is a mystery, isn't it? I'm so subtle. Drugs really do terrible things to people, don't they? By the way, we're out of clean spoons. Do you think you could wash some dishes later today? That's horrible. I mean, that's great. You're such a friendly person, and therefore, entitled to sex. Did you know that natural dialogue is completely out of style when it comes to creative writing nowadays? Oh, really? I didn't know that. Anyway, it's getting really hot in here. I will now remove all of my clothes and start kissing you. Isn't that a good idea? Earlier today, I went to the store and I got more milk for us. And this time, I remembered you're lactose intolerant. Aren't I the best partner you could possibly want? For that reason and many more. Maybe we could use the milk to spice up our sex life some other time. Oh, silly me. Where do I get these ideas? Anyway, I would like to masturbate while giving you oral sex now. But only if I have your consent, of course. Consent is very sexy, especially if established in a smooth way. I read that somewhere. I forgot where. Please open your legs for me while I get on my knees, so I'll get full access to you with my mouth. So much easier that way. Hey, did you know that saliva is an extremely useful form of lubrication that people have used for ages? How did the scientists find out about that anyway? Anyway, the Kama Sutra mentions many forms of oral stimulation I'd like to try out with you. But but only if I have your full consent, of course. But who am I kidding? Of course I do. I know my subtle seduction techniques would be irresistible to anyone. Also, you've already consented once. I have that clear in my memory. So we're totally fine for the rest of this sexual interaction. Because a friend of mine told me that that's how it works. What? Your brother's dead? Don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll work out in the end. Tomorrow is always a brighter day, as they say. Anyway, I think that's enough stimulation for my mouth at the moment. We wouldn't want you to get too tired, would we? Did you know that getting tired is the second most common reason why traffic accidents happen? Hey, I have an idea. Let's fuck. Fucking has tons of health benefits for people all around the world. Yes, a friend of mine told me. If only those drug users knew about that. I won't ask explicitly for your consent this time because we have other ways of communicating, which I'm not going to mention. Anyway, let's fuck already, silly. What? My brother's dead? Oh, you and your ridiculous jokes. Also, I'm sure you remember we both have missionary as our favorite position. Because that way I can... Oh, great idea. Let's do it. I'm so glad that you agreed to wash those spoons. Helping each other out with chores is a great way of showing that you care for one another. You also do other things for me, but I've forgotten which ones they are. Anyway, isn't it awesome to have a healthy sex life with an established partner who shows kindness in ways that aren't important? I can't wait for our bond to grow even stronger. Maybe we can even use that milk tomorrow. But only if you consent to it. Because this is a new thing. It's important to check in with your partner when you try those. Drugs aren't sexy, though. Why would people want to use those? I'm high off life. And also from the endorphins that my body produces during intercourse. It's so great. We're having that right now. Have you seen how many chapters are in the Kama Sutra? No? I haven't either. It's great. We have something in common. I feel so strongly connected to you. For that reason, Oh, animal crackers. Oh my. Oh, sex really is awesome, isn't it? Holy cow. I feel like a new person. What? Your brother's not dead? That's great news. I'll go wash the spoons now. Did you know that sticking to the things you've established in your fictional world is so last year when it comes to creative writing? I've heard that from a friend, but I don't know if it's true. Anyway, do you want to do some drugs later today? Got some really good ones from outside where I work. A rewarding career sure makes life a lot more meaningful. Also, having an open mind about things is so important. I love that you have that and other things. Anyway, see you tomorrow!